The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Obviously, a long time off. We've got Major League Baseball. We've got March Madness. And man, oh man, do we have March Madness. UCLA, you almost did the unthinkable, baby. Mike Wilson, good morning, my friend. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. And yes, those Bruins just about pulled off the biggest shock of the tournament. But look, Jalen Suggs with the did he call bank on that one, but Gonzaga moves on, and we got a humdinger of a men's national championship. And let's not forget the women's national title is all Pac-12. It's going to be a humdinger as well.
Arizona Stanford, you got it, buddy. Amazing stuff. Just an incredible basketball game. And you know what? The UCLA Bruins really, really made the most of their opportunity from the first four to the final four. You can't be upset about that. We got to take a break. We're just getting warmed up. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Prescription products require completion of an online consultation with an independent healthcare provider and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. See website for more details and safety information.
You've loved her since the day you first met her. You've loved her through the good times and the bad. There's nothing you wouldn't do to make her happy. You may be older now, but that doesn't mean your love will ever change. ED happens, and it happens to about 50% of men over the age of 40. Visit RexMD.com and show her your love has never changed and never will. RexMD.com has helped thousands of men. Here's how RexMD.com works. Just fill out a brief survey, and if appropriate, you can get FDA-approved ED medication, which are currently available to new customers. Your consultation is free. There's no copays, no doctor office visits, and your shipping is always free. At RexMD.com, we've made the process fast, easy, and affordable. Don't wait another minute. RexMD.com is now offering sample pack prescriptions of ED medication. Visit RexMD.com right now. That's REXMD.com.
Time for your small business report, presented by Dell Small Business. Just because you have an open for business sign on your front door or a website that's finally gone live isn't enough to assure you get customers. The world we live in requires small business people to find a way to get in front of people, show them something valuable, and somehow have them respond to the pitch. So be sure to invest in marketing properly. Look into newspapers, Facebook, Google, and radio to get the word out, and be sure to reward anyone offering referrals. Your sales will benefit if you start building hype and loyalty from day one. And that's your Dell Small Business Report.
What do you get when you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You get someone who understands there's an art to listening.
Sure.
Who's able to hear more than what's being said and can provide tailored mm-hmm. small business solutions that make you feel
okay.
Truly heard.
I understand. Let's get started.
For advice on everything from laptops to the cloud and solutions powered by Intel vPro platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is?
Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hanging out with me, as always, my tag team partner in crime, none other than Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Get at us a couple of different ways, people. You can always holler at us. We like to yap and talk to you at 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up on Twitter. Follow us there. Engage with us there as well. Mike is Pigskin Opinion. I'm Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook. It's Dorf on Sports there. A pretty good post about what may be coming up in the NFL draft right now there on the Dorf on Sports fan page. IG, Instagram, it's the real Dorf on Sports. And speaking of real, man, holy cow, Mike. Like, seriously, brother, we would not be doing ourselves justice and we wouldn't be doing the sports world justice if we didn't break down the games from the Final Four in which we saw, which the first one, by the way, not much of a contest. Baylor looked fantastic. I don't know what you thought, bro, but I thought Baylor looked really, really good, putting up 78 points, holding Houston to only 59 points. Obviously, Gonzaga wins the thriller in overtime, the game of the tournament. You said the game of the year of this tournament. Dude, this may be the game of any tournament, I'll be quite honest with you, bro. That was just absolutely a fantastic performance from both of these squads. And, you know, some people say, well, Gonzaga didn't play well. No, dude, that's not the case, at least in my opinion, from what I was watching. UCLA played a perfect basketball game, man. They could not have played it any better than they did. It didn't necessarily mean that they were going to win, but it means that they were going to have a great shot to win. So that's exactly what took place. You got to give all the credit to Mick Cronin for having those guys ready. You got to give credit to Yusang and Campbell and everybody that was just out there balling their hearts out from the UCLA Bruins. And then on the other side, man, you got to give credit to Gonzaga because they took their best punch and maybe even better than their best punch, man. Mm-hmm. So it was just an amazing game, one for the ages, one that I'm going to remember forever, Mike. Like, no joke, dude. This game, it's going to go down in history. And what I learned about that Timmy guy, Drew Timmy, I've been trying to figure it out. I've been trying to, like, put my finger on who this guy reminds me of. And I've heard all kinds of different people. I've been listening to guys like Stephen A. Smith and other jokers say, like, Ronnie Sykley and people along those lines. And it hit me. It ran right through my head yesterday. And the bottom line is this, bro. That guy has the moves like Kevin McHale did back in the day for your Boston Celtics. I think Drew Timmy is like a carbon copy of Kevin McHale in modern-day basketball. So what a performance. Seriously, man, what a performance from both the Gonzaga Bulldogs and the UCLA Bruins, man.
Excuse me. No, the performances on both the squads for both games, especially Baylor. I mean, look, Baylor did what I thought that they were going to do. I didn't think this Houston game was going to be much of a game, and it really wasn't. Baylor comes out and just kind of clamps down. They played very well offensively. I mean, look, Baylor has five guys. They got five guys on that starting unit that can drop 50, or not 50 on you, but they can drop 20 on you on any given night out of any of those guys. So Baylor played very well, and Houston just ran into a better team, a deeper team than what they had. And what can you say about Gonzaga, UCLA? I mean, like you said, this is going to go down as one of the best games of all time, the way it finished. You know, you and I were talking about this the other day, and you know, the Leitner shot back in the day against, you know, Kentucky Duke, and then you got North Carolina State and Houston with the dunk at the end, and just some, you know, just some fabulous finishes, and this just might be the ice cream on the cake in terms of what Jalen Suggs did yesterday. It was exciting. UCLA came to play. What can you say about Johnny Juzang? He just absolutely balled out yesterday, or not the other day against UCLA, but it's all good. It's going to be a great, great championship series, I believe, between Gonzaga and Baylor. I think Gonzaga has the offense, and Baylor has the defense, and how's Baylor going to stop Gonzaga from just getting layup after layup after layup kind of deal. But we will see. Mark Few will have his guys ready to go, and you know that Baylor's going to be chomping at the bit to ruin the perfect season by the Zags.
Look, I'll tell you what, bro. I got news for you, man. I'm in a little bit of a different thought than you on this one, okay? I think it's advantage Baylor, man. I'm sorry, but that's where my head is right now. When you win a game the way that Gonzaga had to win that game, I don't know how you come back from that, Mike. Like, I'm serious. I'm not kidding around. You know, so much emotion, probably a much more difficult, daunting task than they ever thought they were going to have with the UCLA Bruins. And they had to really dig deep, man. Let's not kid ourselves, you know. Ayaye, that guy played his heart out. Suggs, like you said, he's the guy that made the big shot. And I'm telling you, man, as soon as you put it up, I said to my girlfriend right then and there, I said, "Katie, that ball's going in," and sure as hell it did, man. So the thing that concerns me about Gonzaga, bro, you mentioned it. Did you have any idea how many guys they played in that game against UCLA? They only played seven guys, okay? So
yeah.
The rotation is very small. The rotation is very short. And again, this is a quick turnaround, man. You got 48 hours basically, okay? You got or less than 48 hours to turn around for that one. And the emotions were running extremely high after that game. Suggs jumps on the table, says he always wanted to do what Kobe and Dwayne did. Well, he did it. So again, man, I just hope that at the end of the day, this wasn't the game, and then they have a letdown game after it because they're 31-0, man. This would be a thing of beauty, the first time it's been done since 1976, Bobby Knight and those Indiana Hoosiers, and what a better way to do it than in that state of Indiana, man. So to me, like, everything is being set up. It's all right there on the table for them to take it, and now it's up to Baylor to say, no, no, no. It's our turn, baby, and we're going to keep you down, Gonzaga. This is your great shot. This might be your one shiny moment, but this is maybe Baylor's opportunity. We're not talking enough about Baylor, bro. I'm sorry, but I know this was the game, but that's what scares me about it for Gonzaga.
No, I would tend to agree that this could be a problem for Gonzaga. I mean, short rotation, seven guys, you know, expending a lot of energy to get the win. But look, if you think Baylor's not getting enough talk, I will disagree with that. Baylor's getting plenty of talk, but Baylor has been, you know, the number two team in the country all year. So they're getting their, to me, they're getting their just due. You know, obviously the big story is Gonzaga being undefeated and doing what they've done this year. So they're going to take a nice chunk of the headlines too, but I think at the end of the day, we're getting exactly the game and the two teams that everybody wanted to see in the national championship game. So we have Baylor and their defense. Like I said a little earlier, we have Gonzaga and their offense, and we'll see who wins. But, you know, me being a West Coast guy and a Northwest region guy, I'm all in with Gonzaga. But, you know, look, Dorf, you brought up some legit concerns that Gonzaga and Gonzaga fans probably have as well. And Baylor's going to be they don't need any more motivation, you know, in this game, because they're going to be looking at a possible national championship, knocking off an undefeated team. You know, there's everything's on the line, and you got 40 minutes to prove your worth. And we'll see what happens, you know, Monday night.
Teague, Mitchell, Butler, all the guys are going to be ready, man. I'm telling you, dude. This is going to be one hell of a basketball game. And this is like when T.O. said, you better get your popcorn ready. I ain't kidding, man. You better get your popcorn ready, because there's going to be some balling going on, man. There's going to be some serious balling. You got the Baylor Bears. You got freaking the Bulldogs of Gonzaga. Like you said, man, the two best teams all season long. This is exactly what we all wanted. Anyways, we got to take a break. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hanging out with me, as always, tag team partner in crime, none other than Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You can get at us a couple different ways. You can always beam us up, just like Scotty. Call us, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. And we do have our professor of sports, John Poulter, to talk to us about baseball and hockey today. He comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. John, how are you today, my friend?
Doing well, thanks, Andy. How about you?
I can't complain, man. It's another day in paradise, and it just starts getting warmer and warmer from this point in time here in the Valley of the Sun. And I don't think we're going to be under 80 degrees. I don't know when that happens next, to be honest with you, John. I don't mean to rub it in or make you feel bad, but it's the life that we live out here in the Valley. So it's here. The sun is out. The heat is coming, and I think we're ready for what's now to come with Major League Baseball and obviously the finish of the NHL hockey season. But I do want to start with Major League Baseball. I mean, rightfully so. Opening day, April 1st. We've gotten through our first week of baseball this week, and, you know, we almost had a no-no, right? I mean, look, the other day I'm watching and I see that the Twins are having a no-hitter against my Milwaukee Brewers, but it gets busted up in the eighth inning. So has anything caught your eye? I know it's extremely early, but anything caught your eye out of the first couple games of the season?
Well, it's probably a few things. As you say, it's very, very early in the season. It's the first series for every team. So clearly, whatever series you look at, the overall records are completely reversed. One of the things that did sort of catch my eye was in the last couple of weeks we've had conversations about whether it was important to win in spring training and did spring training records mean anything. And I think we kind of agreed that they carried some momentum in a lot of cases. And, you know, you look at where we are in the standings today, and, you know, as we've pointed out, extremely early. No team has played more than three games. Most teams have only played two, with the exception, of course, of that Washington-New York Mets series, which has been postponed because of the unfortunate COVID situation. But you look at the standings, and we talked about Kansas City in the Cactus League having a tremendous season. I forget what their exact record was. I think it was 16-8. We kind of questioned whether they could carry that forward, and I guess the answer in the first two games is yes, because they're 2-0. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, you look at Oakland and Houston. Houston didn't have a very good spring training, 6-14, yet all of a sudden they play three games against the Oakland A's, which in our collective opinion is probably the best team in the American League West, and all of a sudden the Astros have won three games and have an outstanding plus 19 in the run differential column. So, you know, what happened between the Astros leaving Florida and getting to the Major League regular season? It really doesn't make a whole lot of sense. And, you know, we saw San Diego start spring training terribly slow, and we kept shaking our heads wondering what was wrong with this Padre team. They started to gather a little bit momentum as they went through the season, and all of a sudden now they're very quickly 3-0. So, you know, does it mean anything? In some cases, yes. In some cases, no. So it just adds to the intrigue of what spring training really means, I guess. But, you know, you were mentioning that no-hitter the other night between Milwaukee and Minnesota, and I forget the exact numbers, but I think one of the pitchers pitched 6 1/3 innings, had 12 strikeouts, and the other one was fairly close behind him with 10. I mean, if you like pitching, I guess it was a great game to see. Certainly one of those games where you'd be in and out of the ballpark in 2 hours if you were lucky enough to be at the ballpark. But I think the one thing that has really caught my eye, and this is a very success story, I guess, Yermin Mercedes, 28-year-old rookie with the Chicago White Sox, prior to this year had one major league at-bat. What does he do on opening night? He goes 5-for-5, and then the next night he gets a hit in his first three at-bats. So he's been to the plate nine times this season, and it was the ninth time before he was retired. So you got to have a feel-good story there. It's just an amazing story, quite frankly. He wasn't even expected to make the roster, so what a success story. But, hey, It's very early. Lots to happen yet. We might talk about this in a week, and we might find somebody on a six-game losing streak, so who knows?
Good morning, John. Unlike Andy, I'm not going to brag about the weather either. I did go hiking yesterday, and I really doubt that you're hiking up there in Toronto just yet. So we'll see what happens. But my question is this: it's simply, hey, if you had to look at specific players or teams in Major League Baseball, who are the underrated players and the underrated teams for the 2021 season?
Well, first of all, good morning, Mike. Thank you for not rubbing it in with the weather. I appreciate that. Looking at the calendar, this would have been the weekend that I normally would arrive in Arizona for 3 or 4 weeks. So it hurts a little bit when I look at the calendar, but looking out the window here at home and 43 degrees Fahrenheit with some sunshine and no rain. So that's very important, but not quite hiking weather yet. In terms of underrated teams, great question. If you look at the standings so far, you'd probably say Baltimore would be a team that was underrated. Now, you know, having said that, they've played the Boston Red Sox, which is not exactly like playing the 04 Red Sox, the World Series 13 winning Red Sox. Boston's still a pretty good team. Baltimore has handled them quite easily the first two games of the season in Fenway Park. So I would say, looking at it so far, that surprises me a little bit. I think Houston has surprised me tremendously, as I mentioned earlier. I thought they were in for a long season when I looked at the players they'd lost through injury and free agency and a terrible spring at 6-14, and all of a sudden they go and play the Oakland A's, which in my opinion are the best team in the American League West, and all of a sudden the Astros have won three games and won them fairly handily. So I guess they would be a little bit of a surprise. Boy, it's really early to tell. In terms of underrated players, I guess Mercedes would probably come to the top of the pack. Here's a kid there. Yeah, I'm not saying he's a kid. He's 28 years old. He's a mature man. But first time in the major leagues, and the guy gets a hit eight straight times. I think that's the first time since 1933, I think, was the stat that I read that has happened. So he's in some pretty select company. I guess he would be an underrated player. Probably a better question to answer a month from now than it is today. Anybody can have a hot series. Anybody can have a hot weekend. And we've probably seen that with a few players. But I think in a month's time, we might be in a better position to answer that question, Mike.
By the way, guys, 98 today, 96 Monday, and 91, 92, 93. Again, to be honest with you, John, that's a little too hot right now. I'm not complaining. But yeah. I'd like it to be hanging out in the 80s right now, but I'm not mad at it, and it's okay. But now let's get back to baseball here. Francisco Lindor, let's talk about that contract. 341 big ones, a 10-year signing bonus, or a 10-year deal. Like, what's going on with all the money? We've talked about it before, but this to me is huge.
Yeah, it is, and I think we kind of knew it was coming. We talked about this briefly after he was traded from Cleveland to the New York Mets, about a month ago now, and I think the comment I made at the time was Sandy Alderson is a bright, smart, experienced baseball man. I couldn't see him making that deal unless he had a really solid feeling that he was going to be able to sign Lindor to an extension, which clearly they have done. I guess when we saw the money that Tatis got in San Diego, it was pretty obvious that Lindor was going to get similar money. The term was an issue, but he's young enough that, you know, in a market like New York, you can give a guy that kind of contract. I mean, there's clearly no shortage of cash in New York. It's a big market. Once the fans are allowed to return at 100% capacity, pretty good chance that the Mets are going to sell out that stadium, if not all nights, 90% of them. So cash flow, probably not a problem in New York. What does it say about the guys that are free agent shortstops at the end of the season? I believe Seager's up at the end of the year, and I believe Correa is up at the end of the year. if those guys have hot seasons, do they break that record next year after what we've seen Tatis and Lindor sign? If I'm those two players that are free at the end of this season, I'm sitting there licking my chops thinking all I got to do is go and put out some good numbers and I'm going to be a millionaire 10 times over.
Yeah, pretty crazy stuff, man. It's amazing how when the world is being shut down and things aren't moving like they normally do, the sports world, it just keeps on rocking and rolling. Speaking of that, we got to take a break. So we will. We'll come back and we'll continue the conversation with our professor of sports, John Poulter, who comes to us from Toronto, Canada. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf with you on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll all be right back. Keep it close, everybody.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. That's 800-410-4771.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, pulling you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, hanging out with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter, who comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. We talk baseball. We talk hockey. We're about to switch gears and talk some hockey. But before we do that, John, I have a couple more quick questions for you. You mentioned Houston. You mentioned Oakland. You didn't say anything about the Los Angeles Angels. And I've got two things I want to talk about here. First and foremost, we have been talking about them for many years. Is this the year? And if it isn't the year, what in the hell do they do? And then I've got a follow-up after that.
I'm not sure it's their year because they generally will find some way to implode, either through poor play or injuries or a combination of both. I still think Oakland's a better ball club in that division. Houston, you can't read anything off three games, but certainly if Houston can continue to play at even a half the pace that they've played over the first three games, they're going to give everybody a run for their money. The Angels have got a lot of star players. They've got a lot of money out there to star players. A couple of them are getting old. I'm thinking Pujols in particular, still drawing a big paycheck, primarily a DH now. But, you know, you have to wonder how long he can continue to lace up his spikes and go out and hit and be a productive hitter. Otani, still a big question mark, whether he can pitch and hit at the pace that we have anticipated that he can. I still think when he pitches, he's going to be a once-a-week pitcher. And at some point, do you have to decide whether he's a hitter or a pitcher? The issue is that it's tempting to go either way with him because he's a good hitter, and when he pitches, he's certainly shown that he's a great pitcher. Second part of your question, if they don't do it this year, I don't think they got any choice whatsoever other than to blow the thing up. Either by letting guys walk, you know, but at what point do you say to Mike Trout, you know, you're in the peak of your career and we can't surround you with a winning team. What does that do for your relationship with not only your best player, but probably baseball's best player? I think it's a huge crossroads season for the Los Angeles Angels, quite frankly.
All right, so you went down that road perfectly for me because the next thing I wanted to talk to you about was Mike Trout. And quite frankly, I agree with you. He's the best player in baseball, but I think there's several guys that are wanting to step up to that mantle and maybe overtake him. Guys like Christian Yelich, Acuna. Who might be the best player in baseball if it's not Mike Trout, is my question.
Well, if you base it on the season and a half we've seen of him so far, you got to think that Fernando Tatis Jr. is in that conversation. You got to think Machado in San Diego is also in that conversation. You know, if you're looking at hitters, Yelich is very definitely in that conversation. Those would be the three guys that immediately come to mind. I guess Mookie Betts should be included in that conversation too. It would be unfair to exclude him. You could look at the Dodgers and pick two or three guys with the Dodgers. You know, Bellinger's no slouch either. I don't think he's in Trout's class, but he's a player that 30 teams in Major League Baseball would take if they were looking to build a franchise around a guy. I mean, the guy can do just about anything. Those are the names that immediately come to mind. You know, if you want to look at pitchers, I guess Garrett Cole is the guy that is front and center simply because of his contract and where he plays and the record that he's managed to put up in the last two or three years playing on championship teams. So I think you've pretty much covered it in terms of who might be the next superstar in baseball, but right now I think it's Trout, and unless he comes apart terribly, I see him sitting in that top spot for a number of years yet, probably the next three or four minimum.
All right, let's switch gears. Let's talk some pucks for the puckheads out there. And you know what? Quite frankly, John, it's really been kind of fun watching the Coyotes over the last few weeks because they've obviously moved up the charts. I think they're hanging on in the 8-hole right now as far as playoff positioning. With that being said, can the Coyotes do this once again? It seems like they play their best hockey late in the season, John. So I've kind of come to expect them to make these late season runs, and hopefully they can get over the hump and get back in the playoffs.
Yeah, we've had this conversation a couple of times, and I think I admitted last week that I may be proven wrong by the Arizona Coyotes. A few weeks ago, I said I thought that they were a little bit too far out of it, and there were enough teams, good teams in their division ahead of them, and that was obviously going to be their opposition for the rest of the year in this rather strange schedule that we see this year. But, you know, even though they're only 5-4-1 in their last 10 games, all of a sudden they see themselves in fourth place in that Western Division, which is an automatic playoff spot. And, you know, granted, they're 9 points behind the third-place Minnesota Wild, so that looks like it might be a stretch to get that far. And they are only 1 point ahead of St. Louis and San Jose, both of whom have 38 points. And, you know, maybe San Jose has to come into this conversation now. Two or three weeks ago, I thought they were completely out of it, but all of a sudden they've won 4 in a row. They're 6-3-1 in their last 10, and they find themselves tied with St. Louis for that fifth spot. Going the other way, St. Louis 2-7-1 in their last 10, so they've obviously hit the skids in the wrong direction. But, you know, we talked about this compressed schedule, and, you know, again, going back two or three weeks, we had a conversation about the Chicago Blackhawks being a surprise, being in fourth place in that third or fourth place in that Central Division. You look at the standings this weekend, and all of a sudden, Nashville Predators, who were the team behind Chicago, have taken advantage of this compressed schedule and all of the games being in their division. In the last 10 games, Nashville 8-2, Chicago 3-7. A lot of those games in those last 10 for each team being against each other, and all of a sudden now we see Nashville 2 points ahead of Chicago. So lots of things can happen, and I think this compressed schedule and this schedule where it's only within your own division, I think it's going to provide for some really exciting playoff pushes. I got to say that some of these division races are going to get a lot tighter. You look at that Eastern Division, and Washington and the Islanders with 52, Pittsburgh with 50, that's close. Tampa and Florida with 54, that's close. And I've talked in the last few weeks about, in my opinion, I thought the Colorado Avalanche were the best team in the Western Division, and guess what? They're 8-0-2 in their last 10. They've won 4 in a row, and all of a sudden they've taken over first place in that division from the Vegas Golden Knights, Colorado with 54 points, Vegas with 50, Vegas with the game in hand. But I don't think anybody can sit back and put their feet up and say we've got our playoff ticket punched. I think you got to be looking in your rearview mirror the whole time in this compressed schedule.
You know, John, I'm going to give you a new job here. I'm going to increase your pay probably tenfold. I'm going to give you the job of a GM of any team in the NHL or a few teams in the NHL, and you got this trade deadline coming up. What do you do if you're some of these GMs?
Well, let's look at it on the negative side. If I'm the GM of the Buffalo Sabres, and I'm not sure my pay would go up 10 times in Buffalo because Mr. Pagola, it does not write checks like the Steinbrenner family do. I got to think my focus has got to be on trading some of my either bigger contracts, my players that don't want to be there, and quite frankly, I suspect, although nobody's gone public, I suspect there are a few players in Buffalo that would prefer to be someplace else right now, given what's going on with that team. I'd be looking to get rid of some of those expensive contracts and maximizing what I can get back in terms of prospects, perhaps lower-level roster players, because somebody has to hit the ice for the rest of the season for the Buffalo Sabres. You can't field an American Hockey League lineup. Then I would be concentrating on beefing up my scouting staff because I'd want to be getting a bunch of draft picks back in these deals. And then I'd want to make sure that I'm drafting, or my team is drafting the right players. And to do that, you've got to have a great scouting staff. So I think the secret to being a good GM on a rebuilding team is not only being good at what you do, but hiring the right guys as part of your support team. You can't do everything yourself. So that would be what I was doing if I was looking at a team that was looking to sell. If I was a team that was in one of these tight races, you know, and you could look at 8 or 10 teams that are between 54 and 49 points overall in the NHL, so that's almost a third of the league, you could take any one of those jobs, and I think your major project would be to get a little bit of depth, make sure that you've got one or two extra forwards, an extra defenseman, an extra goaltender that isn't going to dress every night but is going to be sitting around watching the game, ready to play, coming to practice in case somebody goes down in this compressed schedule and in this compressed schedule we're going to see in the playoffs as well. You can't afford to get caught with an injury or a COVID illness. So my guess would be, my position would be, if I was the GM of one of the contending teams, I'd be looking at getting some depth. I don't think I'd be going out to make a deal-breaker transaction, unless somebody offered me a battleship or a rowboat. I don't think I would be doing that, but I would certainly be looking at adding some depth, maybe third or fourth line guys, plus a couple of extra guys here and there, as I mentioned.
Great stuff. Very good coverage and commentary about the NHL from our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter, who comes to us from Toronto, Canada. So I think it would be kind of crazy to think that you didn't know a lot about hockey at this point in time, and most guys from Canada are very in touch with this stuff. So I got another question for you. We talk about the best player in basketball. We talk about the best player in baseball, football, you name it. Who's the best player in the NHL?
Well, if you're going over longevity, I guess you could still lean to Sidney Crosby. But if you're looking at today and the future, given that Crosby's played over 1,000 games in the league, he's obviously on the downside of his career. To me, it's far and away Connor McDavid. And I saw that Patrick Kane of the Chicago Blackhawks over the weekend made the statement that he thinks they should give McDavid the Hart Trophy, which is the most valuable player in the league award. They should give it to him right now. And you watch this young man play hockey. He's fast, he's skillful, he's bright. He knows the game. His head's in the game completely. He's a good leader. I'm not saying he's Wayne Gretzky version 2.0, but he's certainly the Wayne Gretzky of today. I don't think we'll ever see another Wayne Gretzky. I don't think we'll ever see another Bobby Orr, who are the two best players I have ever seen. I did not see Gordie Howe in his prime, so that's probably an unfair comparison. But if you were to ask me who the best two players I saw in their primes, it would be Orr and Gretzky. I don't think McDavid is that far behind. You watch some of the highlight reels that he's on, and the goals he scores, the passes he makes, the plays he makes getting out of his own end, and the speed that he can do it at. He's a step and a half above most players in the NHL, in my opinion.
Where do you put David Pastrnak, the youngster, on that? I mean, obviously I know he's quite young, and he's not he hasn't had the longevity that you're talking about, but he's got to be one of the up-and-coming superstar wingers in the game, yes or no?
Yeah, he does. He's a different kind of player on a different kind of team, so, you know, it's a bit of an apples and oranges comparison, Andy. Pastrnak has been a good goal scorer for a number of years. He's had the fortune to play with Patrice Bergeron, probably the best face-off man in the NHL and one of the top penalty killers. Great assist guy, so he's played with good players as well. I would have to say he's a step behind McDavid, but he's awfully close.
As always, John, a true pleasure breaking down sports with you, my friend. Have a great week, stay warm, and keep thinking about the nice weather here in Arizona, because we're living the dream, man. We really are.
I will. Every time I turn the ball game on, I see it. Thanks, guys. Always a pleasure. Take care, and we'll chat next week.
Sounds great. John Poulter, professor of sports. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We'll be back with the close of this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912.
800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, people. He would be Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Get at us a couple of different ways. You can always holler at us, 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook. It's Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. And Mike, speaking of real, bro, I don't know what you I have no idea what your emotions were like when you saw the buzzer beater by Suggs from Gonzaga. But did you happen to check out, like, when they were showing the people in Spokane and they're showing the people in the other places around the world, like at UCLA, they're showing these people. Did you see the reactions from people?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I saw the reaction. Okay. I didn't. Yeah.
Did you see the reaction from the one dude in Spokane,
the
old man who didn't even budge when all that stuff happened? Like, what kind of, dude, you want to talk about a poker player? I want that guy at the table, man, because, dude, that guy showed absolutely zero emotion.
He did show zero emotion. For a second there, I was like, is that Bernie Sanders? Like, is that what we're looking at here? He made the trip to Spokane to watch the game kind of thing. But yeah, no, I love seeing those fans' reaction to shots like that, to passes like that, or just, you know, just their reaction. And those fans up there in Spokane and down there in La La Land, in Los Angeles for UCLA, that was just, it was fun to see. And it's what makes college sports just what it is.
It makes sports what it is in general, bro. And I gotta tell you, man, I told you last week or whatever it was, after one of those thrilling games, I literally split my lip open because I was screaming so much. I literally had to tone it back, but because I knew I didn't want to hurt myself. So I'm like, man, just, you can get crazy, but just don't split your lip again. And that was one of those games, bro. UCLA Gonzaga was absolutely fantastic. I know we're up against it. Hour number one is in the books. That means hour number two on the horizon. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. This is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
USA Radio News.
with Jeremy Scott.
Pope Francis delivered his Easter Sunday message at the Vatican.
Una santa
services at St. Peter's Basilica were scaled back for the second year in a row. Fewer than 200 attended. In the message broadcast to tens of millions around the world, the Pope urged countries to speed up vaccine distribution, particularly to the world's poorest. He called for peace, asked God to comfort the sick, those who have lost a loved one, and the unemployed. He praised medical workers, sympathized with young people unable to attend school, and said everyone was called on to combat the pandemic. The United States, South Korea, and Japan have agreed in high-level security talks to work together to keep up pressure on North Korea to give up its nuclear ballistic missile programs. The three countries also agreeing on the need for full implementation by the international community of UN Security Council resolutions on North Korea. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They store gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
The military confirms that explosions around two Somali army bases on Saturday killed at least nine staffers. More than 70 attackers were taken out. The Al-Shabaab extremist group is claiming responsibility. In a separate attack last night, a suicide bomber detonated an explosive at a tea shop in the Somali capital of Mogadishu, killing at least six people and wounding four others. 22 members of Indian security forces were killed in one of the bloodiest attacks yet by an extreme insurgent group in central India. They were killed in a four-hour firefight. Indian security forces have been battling far-left guerrillas since 2017. Last month, five policemen were killed and several others injured in a blast that targeted a bus carrying security personnel. Landslides and flash flooding from torrential rain in eastern Indonesia has killed at least 41 people and displaced thousands. More than two dozen are missing. Mud tumbled down onto dozens of homes in a village in the middle of the night. Relief efforts are hampered by power outages and roads covered in thick mud and debris. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time, comedies, drama, suspense. It's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The top two teams in college basketball will meet Monday night for a national championship.
Baylor advanced to the title game by dismantling Houston 78-59. Five Bears scored in double digits, with Baylor building up a 25-point lead at the half. The other national semifinal game was the opposite of a blowout, as Gonzaga defeated UCLA in overtime 93-90 on a half-court heave at the buzzer from the Zags' Jalen Suggs. Gonzaga moved to 31-0 on the year with the win, becoming the 12th undefeated team to make it to the national title game, and the first since Kentucky in 2015. There hasn't been an undefeated champion in men's Division I basketball since the 1975-76 season, when the Indiana Hoosiers cut down the nets with a 32-0 record. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
In the women's tournament, Stanford and Arizona go for the gold tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern. The anticipated reunion of a classic TV show is finally back on schedule. Wendy King has details from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
Jennifer Aniston, Courtney Cox, David Schwimmer, Lisa Kudrow, Matt LeBlanc, and Matthew Perry are reuniting next week to film an unscripted Friends special for HBO Max. The project is now back on track after being derailed for a year due to the pandemic. The taping is scheduled to take place at the show's original soundstage on the Warner Brothers studio. The reunion is expected to debut on HBO Max in May.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable?
Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening to you people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, and wow, what a weekend we have had. March Madness delivered in a major way. UCLA makes one hell of a game against Gonzaga, but Suggs hits the buzzer beater, and well, the rest is history. We got Baylor and we got Gonzaga, baby. Gotta love it. Gotta love it. College hoops, definitely fantastic. The boys of summer are back. April is here. We got opening day. It's coming past. NBA hoops, Major League Baseball, basketball, football, hockey. We got you covered. Ain't that right, Mike Wilson?
That is exactly correct. And the one thing we haven't talked about yet, and we should, are the women, man. The women's national championship, for the first time ever is all Pac-12, Arizona, Stanford, two great programs. Stanford's been there before. Arizona's never been there. So the ladies deserve their due, and hopefully we can get to that as well.
Yeah, man, I know you cover the Pac-12 women, and I know you've been to that tournament before, obviously the Conference of Champions tournament. Look, you gotta love it, man. It's hoops, it's March Madness, men, women, you name it, we got you covered. Like I said, keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson, I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Time for your small business report, presented by Dell Small Business. Just because you have an open for business sign on your front door or a website that's finally gone live isn't enough to assure you get customers. The world we live in requires small business people to find a way to get in front of people, show them something valuable, and somehow have them respond to the pitch. So be sure to invest in marketing properly. Look into newspapers, Facebook, Google, and radio to get the word out, and be sure to reward anyone offering referrals. Your sales will benefit if you start building hype and loyalty from day one. And that's your Dell Small Business Report.
What do you get when you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You get someone who understands there's an art to listening.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Who's able to hear more than what's being said and can provide tailored mm-hmm. small business solutions that make you feel okay. Truly heard.
I understand. Let's get started.
For advice on everything from laptops to the cloud and solutions powered by Intel vPro platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
Prescription products require completion of an online consultation with an independent healthcare provider and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. See website for more details and safety information.
You've loved her since the day you first met her. You've loved her through the good times and the bad. There's nothing you wouldn't do to make her happy. You may be older now, but that doesn't mean your love will ever change. ED happens, and it happens to about 50% of men over the age of 40. Visit RexMD.com and show her your love has never changed and never will. RexMD.com has helped thousands of men. Here's how RexMD.com works. Just fill out a brief survey, and if appropriate, you can get FDA-approved ED medication, which are currently available to new customers. Your consultation is free. There's no copays, no doctor office visits, and your shipping is always free. At RexMD.com, we've made the process fast, easy, and affordable. Don't wait another minute. RexMD.com is now offering sample pack prescriptions of ED medication. Visit RexMD.com right now. That's REXMD.com.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic. And maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? Pet Joy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Andy Dorf hanging out with my tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You can always call us, talk to us about what's happening in the sports world at 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up, follow us, and engage with us on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook. It's Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on IG. It's The Real Dorf on Sports there. And Mike, we could be talking about buzzer beaters and things like that all day long, and we'll get back into the March Madness stuff. But I do want to shift gears with you a little bit, and I do want to talk either NBA or NFL, and I want to start with the NBA. You know, look, right now you got the Philadelphia 76ers and the Brooklyn Nets on top of the Eastern Conference. The Bucks a little behind them, and surprisingly, Charlotte, the Hornets, are in the four hole. Miami back up in the five spot. Atlanta in the six hole. The Knicks, they're in the seventh spot. And then your Boston Celtics in the eighth spot. I know you're not happy about that. We'll talk about that in a moment. On the other side, Utah with a 3.5-game lead over the Suns. The Clippers are the third-place team. The Lakers, with all their injuries, have slipped down to the fourth spot. The Nuggets have moved up. I like the Gordon deal there. I do think that makes them a lot more intriguing. Portland, they're in the sixth spot. Dallas in the seventh spot. Again, I have high expectations for Dallas. I do think that when push comes to shove, Luka is just such a big-time ball player that he's going to take those guys to levels that we could never imagine him taking them to. And then look who's hanging on in that eighth spot right now, and it'll be a real question whether they can do it all season long, would be the San Antonio Spurs. So, look, man, the NBA right now I'm seeing – more parity than I have in quite some time. But with that being said, there are definitely still some teams that are just outshining others, the Phoenix Suns being one of them, the Utah Jazz being another, and obviously the job that Doc Rivers has done with the Philadelphia 76ers for them to be leading the way in the Eastern Conference, at least at this moment in time, Mike.
Yeah, no, I would typically agree with what you said. I mean, right now – I am very impressed with the Phoenix Suns, you know, with the number two seed right now in the West, bit 34-14. Monty Williams has got this team playing well. And let's not forget about the influence of
Chris Paul.
Chris Paul, thank you. I don't know why I'm forgetting his name, but Chris Paul has had such
had such a, or has had such a positive influence on this team, and it's just kind of spread around. And Monty Williams, I was always been a fan of his, and just the culture he's installed here in Phoenix is just great. You know, you talked about Philly and what Doc is doing up there, and somehow, some way, he's got Joel Embiid playing at an MVP level. You know, and he's got him playing consistently on an MVP level, because, you know, if you take a look at Joel Embiid, low post guy, he's probably the best low post big man in the game right now with his size, his strength, everything else that goes with it. Brooklyn's just kind of, to me, they're just kind of cruising. They're going to get to the playoffs. And like we've said before, if Brooklyn doesn't end up in the NBA Finals, it would be a shock. Maybe the only team can maybe get two teams that can get in their way are Milwaukee and Philly. You know, Boston, my team, I don't know what's going on in Boston. A lot of it's injuries, but the other part of this, they're just not playing well. They turn the ball over way too much. They take ill-advised shots. And so, you know, Boston is kind of a cluster right now. The team that I'm actually a little surprised with, Dorf, are the Knicks. The Knicks are in the seventh spot. They play great defense. And so that's showing up by them being the seventh seed in the East.
No, I agree. And look, I'm going to jump back to something that you said about the Phoenix Suns. And I think the word that you were looking for, and it didn't come out of your mouth, was leadership. And I think that that's what they were lacking without Chris Paul. Chris Paul has brought that. He's polished. He's a seasoned veteran. Like, we know that this guy can bring up the ball, and we're not worried about him turning the ball over, you know. And I think that ultimately was kind of a lot of what was happening with Devin Booker in the past seasons, like just too much being put on this guy's shoulders to go out there and perform, where he has to score, he's got to be the ball handler, he's got to make the great pass. You know, there was just too much on him. I think having CP3 has been such a, obviously, a welcoming thing. And what he's done for other guys, too, is the player development. I mean, Mikal Bridges, bro. DeAndre Ayton, I'm sorry, but these guys have taken just such a jump. Their games have elevated so much. And at this point, man, yeah, I agree with you. Monty's the motivator, but Chris Paul is – I keep saying this to you, man, week in and week out, bro. I'm sorry, but he's the forgotten MVP, man. Like, look at what he's done with this Phoenix Suns team, dude. I'm sorry, but this guy is absolutely remarkable. So, my guy Giannis, he's playing great, too. And that's the thing that kills me. You know, you talked about Joel Embiid playing at this MVP level. Well, I'm sorry, but, you know, Giannis has won the last two. And if you look at the numbers this year, man, they're actually better than they have been in the last 2 years. And what I've seen from him is so much growth and so much maturity this season. So, man, oh, man, what I'm trying to say, dude, is picking the MVP is a very difficult job. And it's basically based on whatever your criteria is for that moment or that time period. Well, then you can make a judgment. But there are a lot of guys that are balling out, man. Your guy Dame, he's balling, you know? Like, so I'm sorry, but to just throw and force feed us Joel Embiid and say, this is the MVP, this is the MVP. I'm sorry, man. Let's make it a race. Let's actually see who is the most valuable player to their team. And I'm telling you, bro, I'm trying to search and I'm trying to find a guy more important than Chris Paul is to the Phoenix Suns.
No, I mean, look, everything you said, I'm going to agree with. I'm not saying Joel Embiid is going to win the MVP. I mean, personally, I don't even care about who wins the MVP. I just really have never been into who wins it. To me, it's about the playoffs and what you do in the second season. But with that being said, as I have heard on this program a few times, you know, you got to put Giannis in the conversation. You got to put Joel Embiid in the conversation. Look, Dame, yeah, he's going to get in the conversation. CP3, sure. But at the end of the day, I just Dame's not going to win it. CP3's not going to win it. They're in smaller markets, and typically this kind of goes to, you know, a bigger market team. But with that being said, you know, look, Giannis has had it the last couple of years, and I'm not saying that, you know, look, I mean, Giannis comes from a small market there in Milwaukee, but his stats have just stood out so much. There was really no other option but to give it to him. And I agree, the maturity that he has shown from the course of, you know, what happened in the bubble till now, he's made some big time growth in terms of that. So we'll see what happens. At the end of the day, MVP, it really comes down to, you know, who gets the narrative, who starts the narrative. And it's, to me, it's not a word that I get all excited or worked over and worked up about.
It's too media driven. That's basically what you're trying to say in a nutshell, and you're not saying it. I mean, it's extremely media driven. And here, what I'm going to say, as we are part of the media as well, it's interesting that we're having this debate and this discussion, and we're talking about MVPs, and quite frankly, the best team in the league is the Utah Jazz, and we don't even think about mentioning one of those guys, Spider-Man, Gobert, you name it, man. I'm sorry, but they're not even in the conversation. So I guess that's my point, bro, is that you can have an amazing season like the Utah Jazz are, and you're going under the radar, basically, the whole time. We're talking about the Phoenix Suns. We're talking about the Philadelphia 76ers. We're talking about the Brooklyn Nets. We're talking about the Lakers. We're not talking about the Utah Jazz, bro. And I'm sorry, but if there's a team that I think is set up to absolutely shock the world, it's those Utah Jazz. I hear the music. I know we got to take a break. We'll do that. We'll come back, and we'll continue rapping about the sports world. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson hanging out with me, Andy Dorf, right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Get at us a couple of different ways. You can hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Look at the page right now. We got an interesting post about who potentially may be this year's NFL flop at quarterback, and got some interesting guys on the board, obviously. Also, check us out on Instagram. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. Call us 1-800-878-7529. Mike, well, let's get some NFL talk in, and it's hard not to start this conversation without discussing the Deshaun Watson stuff and the ugliness of the situation, the severity of the situation as each day keeps unfolding. This thing just keeps getting more interesting, more challenging to understand. And honestly, bro, I don't want to make judgments, but I'm sorry, man. It's starting to look very, very bad for Deshaun Watson.
Oh, to say it mildly, yeah, when you have 21 civil lawsuits alleging sexual assault and inappropriate behavior, that is something that no athlete, nobody, doesn't matter if you're an athlete, celebrity of any sort, or just, you know, the average person, wants to have, you know, in their court, so to speak. And, you know, we talk about, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. Well, we have a 10 alarm fire going off in Houston in terms of, Deshaun Watson and what's going on. And, you know, I keep thinking about this. I'm like, man, if any of this is true, you know, if just a quarter of this is true or just a few of this is true, we had this guy completely mistagged, because coming out of Clemson, he was about as squeaky clean as you could get as a professional athlete, or just as an athlete and a person in general. So 21 civil sexual lawsuits that he's facing right now. And, you know, I got a feeling that the trade for Deshaun Watson to any team is not going to happen.
Yeah, and again, I think the NFL is going to really, really come down hard on this guy. Obviously, they should. I just think this is such an ugly situation, and, you know, it all started because of what? This guy wanted out of Houston, and he wanted to go somewhere else. Again, man, I there's a lot of things to me that are very puzzling about this whole situation, but when you have 21 and growing allegations, you just can't deny it. You cannot sweep it under the rug, if you will. You have to investigate it. You have to look into it. You have to dive into this thing full on. So they're going to have themselves one hell of an investigation. And at the end of this thing, I'm very curious to see how Deshaun Watson comes out of this, Mike.
Yeah, I'm very curious as well. And, you know, sometimes athletes' promising careers get derailed because of, you know, some personal demons.
And this could be another one of those cases where Deshaun Watson, his career gets derailed because there are things in his personal life he can't deal with or he's done that are, you know, layman's terms, shameful. There's no way he should be sexually assaulting women or anything of that sort. So we'll see what happens. But it, like you said, Dorf, it's not looking good.
All right, so let's get into some of the other things happening. Did you see that Tom Brady's rookie card sold for a record $2.25 million? Wow.
Yeah, someone, you know, someone is getting a nice chunk of cheese right there, and I wouldn't mind having $2.25 million based off of a football card. I mean, what it'll make me want to go and look at all the football cards and basketball cards that I have and see if I got any famous guys that the card's looking all right or rookie cards and stuff like that, see if I can make a little cheese off of it. But that is pretty crazy that it sold. His rookie card is $2.25 million, man.
Yeah, it's insane. It's crazy. But, hey, the guy is great, right? 7 Super Bowl rings, that can't be denied either. All right, so let's keep it going here. And have you noticed any news on the Jets with Sam Darnold? It sounds like I don't know if they're going to wind up moving this guy. And if that's the case, do they wind up going after a quarterback? And then do they have themselves a quarterback competition for the New York Football Jets?
Oh, you would think if Darnold stays, but then let's just, for argument's sake, let's just say they go after my son, Zach Wilson, who's not really my son, but, you know. But if Wilson is drafted by the Jets, look, there's going to be a competition, so to speak, between Darnold and the rookies. So we'll see what happens. But, you know, if I was Darnold, I don't exactly know if I'd want to stay in New York. I don't know if Darnold has that personality to kind of force his way out of town type of deal. But, you know, I think for Darnold, I just think a change in scenery for him is going to do him a whole heck of a lot of good.
You know, we talked about it the other day on the local show because it hadn't happened quite yet, but it is now official. The NFL is now releasing a 17-game season, 17 regular season games, and it'll an additional, I believe, you're going to play a non-conference game for that 17th game. Where are you on this? Good move, bad move, don't care, like it, love it. What does Mike Wilson think?
Well, look, I mean, if we're into player safety, adding another game, and I know taking away one of the preseason games is one of the, you know, they're discussing that as well, or maybe that's part of the deal. I don't like it because you made such a big deal out of player safety, but yet again, you're adding another game to the schedule. I know it's a money grab. I know it's, you know, the almighty dollar is involved here. And selling tickets and merchandise and hot dogs and soda pops and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But I don't like it. If you say you're in the player safety, you don't do stuff like this.
Well, again, here's the deal, bro. Yes, they're taking away a game from the preseason and they're adding a game to the regular season. So, yes, they are cutting down the games in the preseason, but yet they're adding a game to the regular season. So at the end of the day, bro, they're not doing anything different. They're just making one of these games more meaningful. Does that make sense to you?
No, it makes sense to me, but still, I mean, you know, one of those preseason games, hardly anybody watches preseason games. You know, the players that need the extra check, the extra money, they're going to like this. The player, but the JJ Watts of the world, the Sam Darnolds of the world, all those big time guys, this is just putting them in further jeopardy, down the road in terms of their health.
You hit on something. Okay. So the guys that are making the team, they don't need the game. Okay. The guys are trying to make the team, they need the game. So this gives them one less opportunity to shine in the preseason, and then obviously maybe limiting their chances to make a roster. And I'm talking about the guys that need the preseason, not the veterans, the Tom Brady's, the Aaron Rodgers of the world. We know they don't need it, but there are guys that are fighting to make a roster. That's the guy that I care about. That's the guy that I'm concerned about, Mike.
Right. I mean, look, I'm concerned about those guys too, but when you make a big deal out of player safety, I'm just going to stick to that and just go, yeah, they're not all in on player safety. That's just
again, I think at the end of the day, bro, I think you're taking this out of context because they're not adding any more games. They're taking a game away from the preseason and adding it to the regular season. So I hear where you're going. I understand what you're saying, but you're taking this a little bit out of context. They're taking the preseason and they're chopping it. They're making the regular season a little bit longer, obviously by 1 week, but they're making that game more meaningful. And they're also going to wind up putting, like you said, more people in the stands because of it. And as far as I know, the NFL will be back to full capacity starting next season, which I think is interesting in itself. But look, right, at the end of the day, man, you're right to a certain degree. Yes, it's about money, but it's also it is about safety. They're taking away one of the preseason games where somebody could get hurt in the preseason. You might as well make that a meaningful game and make it a regular season game. Yes or no?
Sure. But, you know, we can apply whatever logic we want to it, but, you know, I'm just going to stick to what I think. So, yeah.
I ain't mad at you, but you do get me heated every now and then. So, look, we got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap about the sports world like we will. And it's good that we don't always see things eye to eye between Mike Wilson and Andy Dorf. Keep it close, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. He's Mike. I'm Andy. Keep it close.
This is Dorf on Sports.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hanging out with me, like always, my tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You can get at us a couple different ways. Call us 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter for Mike. Pigskin Opinion for me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on Instagram, the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, Mike, I don't want to get too in-depth or caught up on this, but you have mentioned we have ourselves an all Pac-12 women's NCAA final, and I don't know as much as you do about women's Pac-12 hoops. You're the guy that goes and travels and checks out the Pac-12 tournament, whether it's men or women. And believe me, bro, I thank you because you cut down my travel. So thank you, brother. I appreciate that. But tell people a little bit about Arizona. Tell people a little bit about Stanford. I believe Stanford going for their third, Arizona going for their first, if I'm not mistaken. So talk to us a little bit about Arizona. Talk to us a little bit about Stanford.
Well, I'll start with Stanford. And you've heard me talk about Stanford athletes. And when you talk to a Stanford athlete, they just sound different. They sound like they belong at Stanford kind of thing, right? And they have expectations at Stanford ever since Tara Vanderveer has been there. They've always been a top-tier program in the country. And what Vanderveer has done there, you know, she's the winningest Division I women's basketball coach. So she's had some phenomenal success. And what they do at Stanford is they just play good, solid defense. They have great offensive weapons at Stanford. I saw them play last year at the Pac-12 tournament, and you know they were a team that I said, well, they can win the national championship with the squad that they have. So you know, Stanford getting to the national championship for women's basketball is not a shock to me in the least, just because of you know past history that they have. Now, on the flip side of that, you got Arizona. This first time in the history of their program, the women's program, they've played for the national championship. And, you know, they have a former player who's now their head coach, and Adia Barnes. And she's, I'm telling you, Dorf, she's a lot of fun. She's fiery. She's actually a kind of a new mother. And so she kind of treats her kids, her players, kind of like her own kids. Her own kid, and she's very just upfront. She's very just straight to the point, direct with her players in terms of what they need to do to become a better player. And of course, you know, look, this year, Ari McDonald, their point guard, little 5'6" lefty, which I like because I'm left-handed. I always like seeing those left-handers get a little publicity. But McDonald is one of those players who she's the heartbeat of that team. She's the offensive leader. She's the point guard. She's the quarterback on the floor. She's the one that all the other players look to
for leadership. And look, they got hot at the right time. And, you know, look, Stanford's a one seed. Arizona's a three seed. When I watched Arizona play UConn the other night, I saw, you know, for the most part, when UConn is playing, you expect UConn to win. They weren't sure. They weren't going to win that game. They just weren't. Arizona came out to play. They played very solid defense. They knew that UConn was going to make a few runs. UConn did, but they held them off, and they showed some grit, some determination. So, you know, when they play the national championship with these two teams, get your soda, get your popcorn. You're going to see two teams that have played each other twice. This is going to be the third time, that know each other very well. And it's just going to be a fun game to watch. And I'm really hoping that University of Arizona wins this game, gets their first national championship, and just kind of completes a little bit of a Cinderella story in terms of just getting to the Final Four and getting to the national title game.
All right, real quickly, I want to touch base on this, and then I want to shift gears and get back to the men's final game. Kim Mulkey, the women's head coach of Baylor, was very, very upset about the COVID stuff and things like that. Just give me your take on her gripe and what she was so upset about. Mike, are you there? May have lost him for a quick moment.
No,
but
I'm here. I don't know. When you live out in the sticks like I do, you kind of lose stuff. So,
all right, Kim Mulkey, head coach of the Baylor Bears, very upset about the COVID protocol when push came to shove, and obviously emotions were riding high. Her team just lost.
Right. Her team just lost, and you know that kind of stuff comes out when you're a team like Baylor, who's had some great success in women's basketball, and you get frustrated, you get knocked out of the tournament, and maybe you weren't expecting to get knocked out. But at the end of the day, you're gonna complain about protocol. And at the end of the day, it's all about keeping these players healthy. It's about keeping them safe and trying to do what's best for these young athletes. And it just looked the optics for me just were not good. It was a little bit of sour grapes. It was a little bit, I'm just going to put my personal grievances out there a little bit. But, you know, they're out of the tournament. They wish they were playing for the Natty. They're not. So, you know, Mulkey, just you got to move on. You
all
just
right,
got to move
on.
But
the Baylor men are playing for the national championship.
Right.
And they're playing
right.
Gonzaga. And I think we have ourselves one hell of a basketball game. But I will say this. I do think that UCLA brought out some weaknesses in Gonzaga. And I know it's hard to say that because they won the game. They scored 93 points. And you're thinking it
right.
was a tempo type game, but it really wasn't, man. These two offenses were very efficient, okay? And
yeah,
quite frankly, UCLA played a perfect basketball game, and it wasn't good enough to beat Gonzaga. I think if Baylor plays the same style, which they're going to, man, they're going to try to slow this thing down. They're going to try to make it a half-court game. To me, that's the blueprint. That is how you have a chance to beat this Gonzaga team that plays so well together. Kispert, Timmy, Suggs, they all know their role, Mike. And then Mark Few has been to so many games. He's played so many big-time tournament games. It's like 55 now, something along those lines. So everybody there is extremely battle-tested. However, on the other side, you got this Baylor team that I'm telling you, bro, if they take a page out of UCLA's book and they can control tempo, and again, it can be a high-scoring game, but it's about the pace of the game. I don't necessarily think Baylor wants to get up and down. They can get up and down, but if they're efficient and they make this a half-court game and they make Gonzaga execute in a half-court type situation, I think that becomes advantage Baylor. What say you?
No, I mean, look, one, and we said at the top of the program, this is the game that everybody wants to see. This is the game that we all wanted it really in the end. But for Baylor, you know, you got Jared Butler. He finished with 17 points. There are five other players that recorded double figures. Baylor made 46% of his three-pointers. I mean, if they can get anywhere close to that, they absolutely have a shot at cutting down the nets, getting the trophy, the whole thing. Baylor, you know, Baylor has just as many great players as the Zags. I mean, it's not like we're looking at two different teams that are just diametrically just so opposite of each other. These are two teams to me, Andy, that are kind of mirrors of one another. You got a great starting five. You got guys that can come off the bench. You got role players that know their role. They got great leadership. They got great guard play. I mean, Andy, you got to just sit in awe of what we're hopefully going to see on Monday night in terms of just the guard play from both teams. The guard play is going to be phenomenal, or at least I hope it's going to be phenomenal because of both guards, all the guards on both these teams. So we will see what gives, but I do agree with you that Baylor is going to look at the tape and of the UCLA game and go, there's some things we can do. There's some places we can exploit with Gonzaga, and Gonzaga has to be prepared for that. And you and I both know Mark Few's going to have them prepared. Mark Few's going to have them ready to go for the national championship. So I'm just, like I said, with the women, get your popcorn, get your pizza, get your wings, get your drinks, and just sit back with a game that just could be one for the ages.
All right, a little inside the numbers for you, brother. Baylor averages just about 83 points. Gonzaga averages a shade over 91 points. Baylor gives up about 60. Gonzaga gives up just under 70. They both shoot very well from the field. Baylor about 50%. Gonzaga a little over 55%. Assists are very close. Rebounds are very close. Everything is very, very close, man. I'm sorry. The only difference is Gonzaga's won 31 straight and Baylor's won 5 straight, right? So, look, I also think depth. Depth is something that I'm a little concerned with Gonzaga. If they get in foul trouble, Mike, they're a little thin. So, again, the rotation that Baylor uses, bro, they're playing 5 guys off the bench easily, okay? So, again, I do think that there are a lot of things that Baylor can take advantage of. The lack of depth that the Gonzaga Bulldogs have, the depth that Baylor has, wear down those guys. Get some guys, Timmy, the important guy, Suggs, get those guys in foul trouble, bro, and let's see what Gonzaga can come up with. I think that part of their problem, dude, is they really weren't tested all year, and then they were tested by UCLA, and they were able to rise to that occasion. If they're tested by a Baylor team that's just going to keep coming at you in waves, I'm a little bit more concerned, and I don't think it may wind up the way that Gonzaga and their fans want it to.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to say ditto to everything you just talked about. It's going to be interesting to see how Gonzaga deals with the defense that Baylor's going to put on them. Baylor has some size, and they even have some size with their guards that they can put big guards on Suggs to kind of neutralize him, you know, as best they can. But, you know, you mentioned Baylor wanting, you know, that they can go up and down the court with Gonzaga. That's not their first choice. I absolutely agree with that. They're going to have to slow this down just a shade. Otherwise, if they're going to try and run with Gonzaga, it could be a long night for Baylor, but I expect this game, big guy, to be within a possession, a couple of possessions, with 2-3 minutes left on the clock.
Yeah, I mean, the spread itself, my friend, is 4.5, and the over-under, I think, is at 159.5. So, yeah,
right.
We're expecting to have another hell of a basketball game. UCLA absolutely exceeded the expectations, and they made Gonzaga work for everything. Will it be enough to help Baylor out? Because I think they're chomping at the bit, bro. I really do. I know we got to take a break. We're going to come back like we always do with our parting shots. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Prescription products require completion of an online consultation with an independent healthcare provider and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. See website for more details and safety information.
You've loved her since the day you first met her. You've loved her through the good times and the bad. There's nothing you wouldn't do to make her happy. You may be older now, but that doesn't mean your love will ever change. ED happens, and it happens to about 50% of men over the age of 40. Visit RexMD.com and show her your love has never changed and never will. RexMD.com has helped thousands of men. Here's how RexMD.com works. Just fill out a brief survey, and if appropriate, you can get FDA-approved ED medication, which are currently available to new customers. Your consultation is free. There's no copays, no doctor office visits, and your shipping is always free. At RexMD.com, we've made the process fast, easy, and affordable. Don't wait another minute. RexMD.com is now offering sample pack prescriptions of ED medication. Visit RexMD.com right now. That's REXMD.com.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. That's 800-410-4771.
Matthew.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody, for the final time here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Couple of ways to get at us. You can always get at us on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on Instagram. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, Mike Wilson, you know how it goes, brother. At this time, we always do our parting shots. You are up, my friend.
All right. First and foremost, we haven't mentioned this at all, but everybody have a great Easter Sunday out there. Have a great day with family and friends and however you celebrate it. But two, check out both the women's and the men's national championships in college basketball. I think we're set up to have two great games. I'm rooting for Gonzaga and I'm rooting for the University of Arizona in the women's game.
All right, brother. I can second that emotion 100%. I agree with you. Get the popcorn, get ready. We've got ourselves a couple of great national championship games. We're going to enjoy it. We're going to have fun with it. I also got to throw something out there to the boys of summer who are back, man. Look, I told you a couple few weeks ago we needed something to help us get our mindset back into the love of sports. And I got to tell you, brother, March Madness definitely did not disappoint us. It came through in a major way. We had overtime games. We had a couple of nice buzzer beater type things. We had some great moments throughout this whole tournament. So, yeah, bro, if you can't tell, the Dorfman's sports juices are flowing a little bit more so than they have been in the recent months, which is a good thing, man, because I was starting to question whether or not I still love sports, and I absolutely do love sports. We needed the greatness of March Madness to bring me back. We now got the boys of summer, and baseball has started. We're going to have the playoffs in the NHL and the NBA. Yes, the Dorfman is excited. So peace out, everybody. Have a great day. For Mike, for Scott, John, I'm Andy. We'll talk to you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hey!
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.